appointment?
Five.
Your appointment's at 5?
Yeah. Five or seven.
Your pickup is at 5, back.
2:45.
No, that's what time I picked you up. And that's your pickup time. What time is your appointment at the hospital?
3:40.
Okay, cool. We got time. All right, just want to make sure.
Do you have an iPhone charger?
I don't, actually. Sorry.
Is there any way we can go back?
Okay, no problem. I don't think I brought it. I had one, but I don't think I brought it with me. Let's get your bags. Yeah, before, did you move from Berwyn or Cicero or the Maywood area?
Maywood?
Yes. You go from Maywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you haven't been down in this building too long.
No, I haven't.
Yep. Yeah, it was you. I did pick you up.
Remember?
It was a
different car?
It was a different van. It had a little bit more sportier. Black van, but a little bit more sportier. Yep. Yes, I believe so, because you didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, that was the very first time I was.
Yeah, because you were, when I picked you up, you were, I think, taking some stuff back.
Yeah.
Your, yep, that was me.
Saved me so much.
Yep.
Ever since that, no other transport has been, not that they have to, move in front, nor did I, but they were not nice. All of them, they're not English, or the car really smells like something else.
Oh, wow.
You set the bar so high, so
I
was really underwhelmed.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have two different brands. They're both black, but the other one's just a little bit more sportier, this one, than this one I saw. And the seats are different. That's probably what you remember, because the other one has it has a seat on that side, and then which this has the bench right behind us. Yep. All right. Thank you. here so far?
Huh?
How have you liked living down here so far?
At first I was really excited, and then I lifted up real hard, went to every event, the beach every day. And then it got boring, within the month, so now it's been, the next 13 days since the glamour has been lost.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I guess I party too hard. I guess I could have come
to you. Gotcha.
But now I kind of don't do anything, which is the complete opposite, but I'm enjoying it more. I try to tell people that I enjoy absolutely my favorite thing to do is do nothing. It's not that you're just in bed dwelling, but it's more
just sort of hanging out, chilling.
Yeah, mindfully aware of your surroundings and what you're doing and and then maybe just meditating, but that in itself is a lot. I'll still go to the beach, but with different intentions now. Now I'll do it with barefoot, I'll do yoga there, and I'll stay at the sun for a while.
Okay. How's the new job?
I haven't started yet, so it's in January.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't think I'll be going to the doctor so much to clarify that for me. For now, I am doing it. Going to the doctor ATS on the day.
Gotcha.
I got time, I got the resources, and now I know that you guys are thrive, so it's really cool.
Right. Trying to take advantage of it the way you can.
Yeah. Ever since I moved in there, I don't have a car anymore, so
okay.
Now it's really fun to learn how the CTA works,
right.
But also at a detriment, because it will be sometimes I will be late, and so now I might have to be if it's the train, 45 minutes early,
delays
or out of service.
Yep.
Today I lost my back.
You did? Oh, wow.
I went all the way to where the bus ends, four buses left over in that one.
Uh-huh.
Every bus wouldn't pick me up, they kept losing.
Oh, wow.
And then I finally get to the destination, and it's not even a real terminal, it's just a alley. And so I asked one of those people how to find my stuff. I've been called CTA, but they told me to be there, and they're telling me that there is no terminal, so I should have just gone home, honestly, to them. They just called me if they found it. And so I asked another bus driver after asking five different bus drivers, and they're oh yeah, this is the right number. And even if they want your backpack, it's not going to be until next day that they call you, because their shift's going to end, and then they turn in the stuff.
Right. Oh, wow. Are you serious? So you've had a day already.
Oh,
yeah. Thank goodness, no. It's been okay. Been too bad today. The rain is always interesting because that's when people start driving even crazier than they normally do, but it hasn't been too bad, so I'm not going to complain.
I have never seen a Chicago winter on all sea suburbs.
You've never seen a what?
A Chicago winter. By the lakefront, I think
okay.
It's going to be disaster.
It's going to be interesting. In certain parts, yes, but not really bad. It'll be some standing water, but not super deep. So that you normally don't. It doesn't happen. It happens sometimes on Lakeshore Drive, but not a whole lot. The biggest thing that you sometimes what has happened is cars have gotten snowed when it's really been a snow blizzard. Cars have gotten snowed in on Lakeshore Drive in some places, but. In terms of rain, it'll be some standing water, but not super, super deep. It'll be some areas, where it's curves and things like that. But usually not too bad, even though it's when people drive the stupidest, more stupidest that they can. And swerve out because they're trying to drive too fast already and it's raining. Plus you got water, so that's a bad combination. So, yeah. Sometimes, but not a whole lot. Rain doesn't really stop the train a whole lot. I mean, you will sometimes get some mechanical switches because, you know, it's electric, you know, power based bait, but it's not super bad. Yeah. That affects more of the, you know, the traffic on the cars. Rain affects the trains a little bit, but not as much. Usually, if it's anything, you know, will affect it, it'll be like the snow or the severe cold will sometimes affect the trains because, you know, because the equipment, it might freeze or whatever. But that'll be like the number one or two things that will slow down the trains, and then rain will be like the third. But the trains normally run in rain with not too much problems. The push train will be the quickest, but you can take the Broadway number 36, which stops outside your apartment downtown as well. He's just going through all, you know, all the stops and everything, but that does go downtown. So remember that you do have an alternative. You don't want to take the train, you take 36. The third bus runs downtown as well. Yeah, so those will be your two main buses that run through downtown that, you know, are close by to you. Also, actually, yeah, wherever you are, you catch the 151 as well, the 151 Sheridan bus. The normal Ashland bus turns around on Clark and River Park. But the express runs right down the street from your house, you're right, by the hospital. Yeah, so you do have a couple options of buses close to you. You're also not too far by Lyft and Uber, you know, you're not too far as well, as not that bad a ride, except in rush hour, but aside of that, I mean, it's a little easier to get around from Uber and Lyft, especially down there, because usually there are cars around because, you know, it's so close to the, to Wrigley Field, the hotels and different things. Texas. Yep. Yep. I believe it.
She checked an hour before and it was $20. So like,
yep.
I guess the event was done.
Yeah. Vanessa, Uber especially, they tax, you know, on, you know, especially if you buy events and anything. The good thing is you are close to the stadium, but you're a little bit away from it a little bit. So, but, you know, that's the type of thing you gotta. When you see the price so high, it means the demand is super high and there's not enough cars in the area. So that's what drives the price so much. But if you wait, like she did, or you walk a couple blocks either further away, That'll usually drop the price down.
Is it up to the drivers or Ubers?
Oh, no, no. Drivers have nothing to do with that at all. Nothing. It's up to Uber and like Lyft, yeah. I've done Lyft for 7 years, so I've done Uber some too, but for Lyft, but yeah. Drivers have nothing to do with that at all.
Thank you.
sir, for these people riding around in the rain and on the bikes. Riding around in this, yeah, on a scooter. A little dangerous in Chicago, people drive crazy, you know? You know, when you're riding stuff like this right here.
I just read someone dropped their Segway in the river.
Oh, wow.
How did that happen?
They dropped your Segway in the river? Oh, wow.
Well, someone in the internet grabbed it. Oh, my God. Like, I would do something like that. I don't know how they did it, but I also would find a way. I think I'm just going to buy them, right?
Right. Side of it and messed it up.
I think I'll just get a really cheap bike and a really cheap scooter again, so like, if I don't waste $800.
Right. Yeah, your bike would be your best bet. Like it's just gonna make things go faster. restaurants around the area? Tomato sauce. You can throw the spaghetti together, you know?
And not like it's kind of here and there. It's just kind of spicy that little bit.
Exactly. Big Star is pretty good. They're a little pricey though. Taco restaurant, but right across from Wrigley Field. They're pretty good. Yeah, it's right on the end of the building. It's called Big Star. They have two locations. They have one there and they have one in Wicker Park. Their tacos are pretty good. Just a little pricey because of where it is. Happy Camper, which is further down, a little south one. Clark, they're supposed to be pretty good too.
What do they have in Happy Camper?
Pizza.
Oh yeah. My god, that's it?
Pizza, probably wings, stuff like that. But yeah, the original one is on, Wells and Division of Wells in the Old Town. And that one's always packed. Yep, so I think people go there more because it's like a sports bar / restaurant. But they're known for pizza and things like that, so yeah.
So like, I go sometimes on walks and I love staring in there because like everything is so open.
Yep.
And people are so like oblivious of a lot of things that are happening. Even like in the next table, they'll have different conversations.
Yep.
They won't do anything.
Not paying attention to anything. Yep.
Every time I sat somewhere to
something, you know, either wicker or I would suggest and or West Loop is probably pricey now, but you know, wicker would be good, or Wicker Park, or like the near sort of like West Loop, West Side. I would say, or like near North or Lincoln. You can find some things in Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park is going to be high though, because it's Lincoln Park. But you can still find some decent places, you know, that are a little bit closer in. You know, that you probably want to travel so far to work, you know. Probably give yourself a little bit more time on the back end. Looks like I might have to go back north and pick up somebody because they were will calling. They just got out their appointment, but I will be back to pick you up.
Just $5.99 each at Domino's. Pan pizza bone and wings and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for discount.
give me a call and let you know how sort of